Hello, hello, hello.
Hello.
Welcome to Two Queens and what?
Two Hell's Kitchens and what?
What?
Still. Oh, for God's sakes.
What?
I don't know.
Oh.
Two Hell's Kitchens.
Two Queens and oh, for God's sakes.
Oh.
And we're enjoying some bagels that Megan brought us from where?
From Bagels and Brew in Astoria.
Uh-huh. Which you
it's
say
a,
is a
it's
mom
a real,
and
It's
pop.
A real mom and pop, yeah.
What qualifies as a mom and pop?
Well, they're the only shop of their kind. It's not a franchise.
Gotcha.
And,
are there actual, like, their children working there?
Oh, now that I don't know. I haven't gotten into that deep of a conversation, but it's like, clearly it's owned by a woman. The same, I mean, I've been going there since I lived in Astoria. It's been the same staff the entire time. Like,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Maybe cool. They're slaves.
Well, that is something I hadn't considered, but you I can't rule it out.
And it's called Bagels and Brews?
Bagels and Brew. Uh-huh.
Oh, which is coffee.
Correct.
I thought, oh, it's bagels and beer.
No, coffee. They mean coffee. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Cool.
So that's our little, I guess we would call it lunch.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Sure. Yeah.
I'm having a toasted everything bagel with bacon, egg, and cheese.
I'm also having toasted everything with scallion cream cheese,
mine's
which
not,
they do not shy away
not
from.
Toasted.
It's not, I told them to.
I know, they didn't.
I apologize. Well, that's I don't true. Apologize, actually.
You didn't do
yeah,
it.
I know. That's why I'm like, wait, what? No,
mm-hmm.
I don't apologize. You'll eat it,
yeah,
and you'll like it, or you won't.
Oh, yeah, mine's not toasted either.
And you both are eating it sandwich style. I definitely like to... That's one reason why I don't love bagel sandwiches is because I like for it to last as long as possible. So I like to eat it in fours.
Gotcha.
One, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you took that apart. Well, and the nice thing about that is that you're not squeezing all the cream cheese out.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
And there's a lot of cream cheese
there.
Is, there.
They're not shy.
It's quite a fascinating conversation.
Isn't it? We started with fish last time, bagels this time. Two queens and a food.
Are you going to get a cream cheesy upper lip?
No, I know how to manage.
You know how to jut those teeth out
right.
And take the bite.
I've been chewing for 38 years.
39.
No, you didn't chew for the first year.
Oh, good point. Thank you.
Molly just reminded me I had a birthday last week.
That's right.
I'm 61.
He's 61. And how was it?
It was nice.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's... We went to a cabaret show,
mm-hmm.
which is, I really think that's one of the more fun events
mm.
that they do.
Yeah.
I think it was, whoever came up with that, it was brilliant because it packs the house and it's fun. It's interesting. It's Mama's Next Big Act, which I'm sure we've talked about before, but it's an American Idol type
mm-hmm.
contest for cabaret singers.
Mm-hmm.
And it's fun to hear the comments. It's fun to... You know, you get to vote.
The audience does?
Yeah.
Is it?
They did it. Didn't you
vote? I know. Somehow I feel like I never went to a show somehow.
That's why he lost.
Yeah, because you never came.
I don't know how
that kid mother brought 50 people every fucking night.
What year was it?
2019.
And when was the final?
In the summer.
In the summer. It runs in the summer.
I might have been in Europe. I was in Europe in the summer.
You were not in the Europe.
For 2 months.
For
no,
two
I know.
Months.
Yeah, no, I wasn't. I don't know. I don't know why.
You're just awful.
Oh, I think I might be. Oh, God. This seals the deal. Okay, but...
You know you're getting old when you realize, oh, yeah, there's a lot of times when I'm awful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, but... Is it by clap, or do you actually
no,
write?
No, you have
a
ballot.
I hate that vote by clap. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh, that breeze. We're out of our little heat
yeah,
spell. I know not everybody
wave.
Is, but we are.
Well, and to be honest, I think our heat wave started the 1st of July. I mean, not an official heat wave.
Yeah.
But it's just been very warm and humid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And today, the heat is broken. We're only going to get up to the low 80s.
The humidity is broken.
Humid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it appears as though for the next 10 days, it's going to be like, I don't know about the humidity, but the temperatures are low 80s,
mm-hmm.
which is amazing.
Well, I think the humidity is low too, because it's getting down to the 60s at
right.
night.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah, because if you're humid, you're not going to drop like mm-hmm. that. So.
And I picked this time to go to Nazi Germany.
Florida!
Oh, I was like, I don't think I get it. Oh, I see. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well.
Florida, where slavery was a good thing.
Yeah, because they all learned how to
they learned bankable skills.
That is so insulting.
That guy is... I don't even...
We're talking about Ron DeSantis.
That's like saying, yes, I know that the 12-year-old girl was kidnapped and held prisoner by that psychopath for 15 years, but she learned how to knit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. Wow. Anyway, cool. Love that guy. Hope he dies.
Yeah. And his children, too, just because.
Fine. Fine.
Do the whole
wipe that family out. Yeah. Fine
yeah.
by me.
I'm going to Connecticut, and Mike's going to Orlando.
Orlando.
Going to Disney?
No.
No?
I think you should go. You've never been to Disney World, have
Apparently
you?
There's a lot of good food.
I don't know what I just never
Have you ever been to Disney World?
I went to Disneyland in California.
At what age?
When? Yeah.
35.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I've never been to any of them.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I've never wanted to. Even when friends were going when I was little, I never felt jealous of that. Like I just mm-hmm. I watched Disney movies, but I've never been like a Disney head or whatever.
My parents wanted to take me to Disney World once. Except they decided that the time to take me was spring break of my freshman year in college.
So you said no thanks?
I said, no, but why don't you guys go? Mm-hmm. So they went. And I stayed home.
When I was about 10, we all went to Disneyland
mm-hmm.
in California. It was one of my great memories. Mm-hmm. I enjoyed it a lot. Mm-hmm. I turned 21 on a road trip with my parents and my sister where we went to Florida and we went to Disney World.
Okay, so you've been to both. Mm-hmm.
With family.
Mm-hmm.
I've also been to Disneyland one other time. I was in my 20s and my friend Laura Bartolucci and I flew out there. She loved... Oh, we went to L.A. to see Phantom of the Opera with... who was the original guy...
Michael Crawford.
You know, it had just moved to L.A. So we went to see that, and we went to Disneyland. She was a huge fan of Disneyland.
Were you in Albuquerque at that time?
I was living in... Yeah, so this is a little, a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to Disney World again.
Oh, wow.
With my friend Kelly Christensen.
Mm-hmm.
Her family, her parents, for a big trip, they took... all their kids.
Oh, I remember this. I remember you telling a story about
Kelly
that.
Kelly begged me to go so that she and I could share a room. Otherwise, she was going to have to share her room with her parents. So I said, sure, I'll go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it was a fun trip.
Uh-huh.
They are not Disneyland people.
None of them.
No.
So why did they just...
Well, they just thought, it's the thing that people do.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that they knew they weren't Disneyland people.
I see. Maybe you don't
know. They also weren't cell phone people. They all owned cell phones, but they had no idea what the real practical uses for them were.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, it was fun.
I must point out, my bagel is actually lightly toasted.
Lightly toasted? I think mine is quite lightly toasted as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of times, they got those toasters, they go through too fast.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's go on with this thing.
Okay.
Well, let's start with TV.
Theater.
Let's start with theater, I guess.
I got nothing this week.
We got two.
Okay, let's hear it.
We went to see, what's the first thing we saw this week?
Good Night Oscar.
Oh!
Good Night Oscar with Sean Hayes. And, I feel like the reviews didn't do it justice.
Mm-hmm.
And it might be that he's grown into the role more, but...
he'd been doing it for a long time.
Yeah.
He did it in Chicago.
Yeah, true. He'd been doing it a long time when they got to opening. But I thought he was really great.
Mm-hmm.
And he really, you know, it's the first time that I've been like, had that heart arresting, you know, really emotional connection with a performance at a few different parts of the evening.
Interesting.
Yeah. And so I really felt he did a great job. It's a nice production. And then he's a spectacular pianist.
Yeah.
You know.
Which is probably a surprise to a lot of people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't, you know, when he won the Tony, I was like, oh, really? Uh-huh. Because I still think of him as Jack from mm-hmm. Will and Grace.
Mm-hmm.
But he was pretty spectacular.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Totally deserving of the Tony.
But we saw him in
Promises, Promises.
Promises, Promises.
I didn't.
Oh, you didn't? Oh, is that before I met you?
I guess.
Yeah. I saw, and he was really good at that. He was, but he was very funny. And,
yeah.
But, yeah, no, he was terrific. He earned that Tony.
Yeah.
Is it a limited time or when mm-hmm. is it over?
4 months.
So. And it started in the summer it's mm-hmm. not at some point?
I don't think it's going to start
April, so to May, to June, to July, to
Oh,
August.
So if I'm going to go, I better.
You got to see it.
So. Yeah, and we think any chance at TKTS or I'm going to have to buy tickets?
No,
we got it at TKTS.
Oh, great. Oh,
and
okay.
We got great seats.
Okay,
yeah, we
okay.
got
the orchestra.
We got Drama League seats.
You know,
wow.
It's summertime.
Yeah.
It's not a musical. You
yeah.
know, it's not a show that
yeah.
the tourists really.
Yeah, it's not. Yeah, no one.
Okay, let me ask this then. Because I might only have one TKTS in me before I think both of these shows close. Do I see Goodnight Oscar or do I see Parade if I can only see one?
Mm. I'm going to go Goodnight Oscar.
Yeah, I am too.
Okay.
Because I think it was a more satisfying evening of theater.
Parade is really well directed.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a downer.
I also just don't like Ben Platt. I don't like the way he sings.
You would like it.
Have you ever yeah. seen him on stage?
No, I haven't.
Well,
I
then
haven't.
You can't
be talking like that.
You can't talk like
that. Well, okay. All right.
You've never seen him perform.
I mean, I've heard him sing and I've seen him.
No,
things,
he's
but,
made
yeah.
for the stage.
He's
okay.
made you have to watch it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I
but still, Goodnight Oscar.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
You could do a matinee evening on a weekend.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know if I can sit that long, but yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, Goodnight Oscar is only like 90 minutes.
Oh, okay.
No intermission.
Okay.
Parade won the Tony for Best Revival. I don't think it deserved it.
Mm-hmm.
I think it should have gone to. Into the Woods.
Oh, uh-huh.
Yeah.
You know, that
yeah.
was by far
the better production.
The better production.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to say it live on a podcast of why Parade won.
Okay.
Well, I guess, okay, so Goodnight Oscar. Good. Goodnight Oscar. Very good.
Yeah.
And then we saw Just for Us, Alex Edelman's one-man kind of show, kind
mm-hmm.
of a comedy act.
Mm-hmm.
Very good. John slept through a lot of it.
I was, I had my eyes closed. You know,
well, you weren't laughing.
Well, I was not laughing. No, I thought it was very amusing. Yeah, I did not react to the humor. You know, some days you're just, humor doesn't hit you, you know?
Especially when you're asleep.
I was not asleep. I was very amused.
Okay, you know who I think you both really like and I like a lot less, and so I'm curious how this guy fits into the comedy compared to Mike Birbiglia. Is there any similarity or totally different?
No, there is a similarity in that it's comedy routine is theater.
Uh-huh, yeah. Right.
Okay, they both do it. I happen to love Mike Birbiglia.
I know,
yeah.
I know.
This guy is not, it's not as fully rounded a theater show as Mike Birbiglia is.
Mm-hmm.
This is much more of a stand-up. It's also, and you know, we've had a couple of people say it to us, you're going to see that? Are you Jewish?
Are you Jewish? Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
It's very Jewish.
Mm. It's very Jewish, but I don't feel you needed to be Jewish.
You didn't need to be Jewish.
I don't know what, you know, I mean.
You know, his brother is a Olympian skeleton, which is like a luge going down.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he always picks picks on him. And, you know, he's like, he had all these nicknames for him. And then he says, including this one, which some of you won't get, but Shule Runnings.
Yeah, but
which
I
was
that.
Like, I right. got it right away.
We've all seen from New York City,
buddy.
What is it, five years time or whatever that is? That's where I probably learned the word Shule.
Uh-huh. All I know is that in New York City, you know, I feel that I'm almost Jewish.
Well, I absolutely get the cultural references.
Yeah, yeah. I know every single Yiddish word plus mm-hmm. some
yeah.
that he was saying, you know.
Did he use the word new?
He didn't use that.
Interesting.
You know,
I recently learned that courtesy of Mayim Bialik personally, but
oh, mm-hmm. I don't know that it's one they use a lot. I know I don't hear it said much, you know, other than guys and dolls, mm. right?
I don't know.
It sounds like it's quite a catch-all. But anyway, mm-hmm. yeah.
I liked it. I thought it was very funny. I thought mm-hmm. it was very interesting. He's charming as hell.
Yeah.
It's a fun story. It's, you know, he's this young Jewish guy who goes to a neo-Nazi meeting in Queens.
Oh.
And, you know, and it's very funny. And but it's not as theatrical as
mm-hmm.
Mike Birbiglia uh-huh. is much better at it.
Okay.
But he's much younger.
Yeah. This is Beetlejuice, right? No? Oops.
No.
Who played Beetlejuice?
No.
Alex Brightman?
Oh. Okay.
Just people named Alex. Alex Brightman is now in The Shark is Broken.
The oh. Shark is Broken?
Okay, yeah. You need to learn about what is on Broadway.
Well, why don't you tell us?
I gotta say, that wouldn't have come to mind, except we walked by the theater and I saw the...
Shark is Broken is written by a guy named Ian Shaw, who is the son of Robert Shaw, who starred as Quint in the film Jaws.
Oh, right. And this oh, is yeah. Okay, actually, I did know that was on stage. I didn't know that was called. Jaws. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay.
Which I hope
And everybody's like, oh, you think he looks like him? Well, that's because, yeah.
Yeah, I just hope I get chosen to see that.
Uh-huh.
Because I won't pay for see that, but unless it got great reviews. But,
mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm trying to think, is there anything on Broadway that is on my, I would love to see it. Never saw Moulin Rouge.
That's constantly
I could see
on
Moulin Rouge. It's always on TKTS.
TKTS
yeah,
and TDF.
Yeah.
I could see Moulin Rouge. I know when you're gone, I'm going to go see Harry Potter.
Oh, you're
yeah,
finally
going
really
to do that? See that?
On that Friday, Friday the 10th or 11th, whatever that day is.
I couldn't even stay awake in the movies.
Yeah. Yeah, that would be a waste of money for you.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Uh-huh. We've seen movies.
Good, me too.
We saw Barbie.
Me too.
Good, what did you think?
Wait, we didn't talk about this last time?
We didn't talk about it last time, we forgot.
Oh. Okay, well, I thought it was very, very funny. That Greta Gerwig. I mean, I don't know how much Noah Baumbach is in there too, but I, like, I don't know. I love her films. I think she's such a good writer. The acting was great. Of course, there's like no way it wouldn't have been. I guess my biggest takeaway is that I'm still not totally sure what I think, but that it's sort of like in the pit of my stomach. The thing that I keep thinking about is like during Pride Month when companies just for the month of June are like super into like claiming their pride
yeah.
values and everything. But then, you know, outside of that, they're like giving money to like horrible people who are very anti, you know, LGBT, anything, you know,
right.
whatever. So I can't help but kind of think about that with this, you know, sort of like, you can only go so far because it's produced by Mattel. And I also still ultimately think that, the world would have been better without Barbies, but I did really like the movie. So it's a little weird. It's sitting a little weird.
That's
and I loved America Ferrera. And I also loved Margot Robbie.
I must say, Margot Robbie mm-hmm. is a great actress.
Totally.
I mean, she's
totally.
Just so, and you know, when she first came out, we were like, oh my God, this is a blonde with tits. This is Barbie.
Yeah.
And she has proved herself over and over again to be
very, very talented.
Very good.
Yeah.
And I give Greta Gerwig so much props for casting America Ferrera, who is great. I just
yeah.
love that woman.
Mm-hmm.
Same. Yeah.
And
And you never watched Ugly Betty.
I never watched Ugly Betty.
Oh, wow. Oh, that you should put that on your Insomnia TV.
Right now.
The first season especially. I think every episode she made me cry.
Probably. I mean, I can't remember, but probably. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And like, you know, her big speeches were sort of like, you know, how women have to be everything, but mm-hmm. also, you know, things that we all know and have been being said for many, many, many years. But it's still kind of crazy how it almost doesn't matter. Like, it still needs to be said. It's a mm-hmm. little bit wild. And it still feels fresh, even though it's not. It's, like, in fact, very stale. But, yeah. Like, it still feels very new. Like, yeah.
Yeah. I thought it was a very enjoyable movie, and I was happy to see it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
John didn't see it all.
I remember you had to step out. Yeah.
Yeah, I had to step out. But for a phone call. But, I think it's interesting that you think the world would be better off if Barbie had never existed.
I guess I can't know for sure, because who knows what would have been created in Barbie's place. But I do think that Barbie probably had probably perpetuated more so than almost anything the ideal what a woman should look like.
Well, but that kind of existed before.
I understand,
Barbie.
but to be so
yeah,
like to come about like in during the like when it did like at what the very end of the 50s when like it's like consumer culture has it just keeps growing, you know, like mm-hmm. so it's never it just was like. Like was able to proliferate in such a way and never stop, you know, like, I don't know. Yeah. But I'm sure something else would have been in its place, and for it to be geared at little girls. Like it's maybe a different thing for like things that make adult women feel certain ways, but to start at such a young age.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you hate men.
I don't hate
it. then we saw Mission Impossible.
Uh-huh.
Wouldn't pay for it, but we saw it.
Uh-huh. And it was great.
It was great.
Yeah.
I mean,
and the reason you wouldn't pay for it is because it's a Tom Cruise vehicle.
Right.
And
the reason
you
go for it,
you know,
is
like,
it's a Tom Cruise vehicle.
Right.
The boy can deliver a fucking movie.
Yeah, yeah, right.
But, you know, I just don't trust that Scientology people, and I won't give my money.
Uh-huh.
But it was just a super, super action movie,
yeah.
as usual.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It kept us all the way through. And it was like 2.5 hours.
I yeah. Mm-hmm. And that was just part one.
Mm-hmm.
And it was
oh,
okay.
Oh, really? Wow.
Mm-hmm.
And is this like the end of it or no? He's
no,
never said
this
that.
This is a two-part movie.
No, but I mean like after that,
he will,
is
he
it the
said
end?
He will do it as long as he can do it.
Right. In the way that he
you
wants
know,
to
I
do it,
I And I
kind of
hope
assume.
This, and I'm not hoping that this happens, but I hope that when Tom Cruise does die,
it's
on the set.
It's right. Yeah. It's like a stunt accident.
I,
like that would
yeah,
be the way he
I
wants to go.
I think it's like that would be make him happy.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You're probably not wrong.
I mean, you can tell how hard that man works. And then you know, if you ever read anything, you know he has been pounding out every single damn word of that script. Every single thing has to be exactly how Tom Cruise, and he's right.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So, and I wish he wasn't a Scientologist so I could give him my money. Mm-hmm. But no. And then
you probably accidentally give your money to Scientologists all the time.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I'm sure. I mean,
yeah.
I watch fucking
Showtime.
Yeah, Handmaid's Tale.
Yeah, yeah. And Yellow Jackets.
Who's on Yellow Jackets?
What's her name? Juliet.
Juliet Lewis.
Yeah.
Is she still?
Really?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure. She. I'll Google it just in case, but I feel very confident that I'm right.
Yeah. And then I saw Oppenheimer.
Oh, you did?
John did not go see it. Uh-huh. I saw Oppenheimer. And I must say, Oppenheimer is not a good movie. It is a great film. It is a great film.
But what do you mean by not a good movie?
It's not a good movie. It's a great movie.
Oh, uh-huh. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, it...
So everybody should see it?
Well, no.
Oh.
But I mean, if you have to, A, like movies. Because
it's long.
It's 3 hours long.
Yeah.
And it is not easy going. But Christopher Nolan... who I'm not like one of these people who's like, oh, you know, Tenet, You know, it's like a 2.5 hour movie.
I never saw it. Did that come out during the pandemic?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I gave up after 2 hours.
Oh, wow.
There's a half hour.
What was that about?
I don't know. Something about time jumping.
Time, yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
He loves that time jumping, right?
Yeah. Well, here, he does the same thing, which he does in every movie, actually. He did it in Dunkirk, too. But, you know, it's totally nonlinear. It goes from 1928 when he was in college to these Senate meeting hearings in the 50s. And it's just so well done, so confidently done, that it's really hard not to, you know, just really admire it. But I got to say, the thing about that movie that struck me the most is Robert Downey
Jr. That's what I'm hearing. That's what
he
I'm hearing.
He's so fucking good. Yeah. And you're like, oh my God, you haven't acted in 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
When he died in the Marvel movies, I was pretty touched. But anyway.
I still think he was performing.
Yeah.
I think here he was acting.
Okay.
I'm like, if they were giving out the Oscars, you know, next week, he would get it.
Okay.
And he would deserve it.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's fine. Because Robert Downey Jr., when he started before, you know, Marvel got him, was a great actor.
Yeah.
And he just hasn't done anything close to it.
Yeah.
And so to see him back, you're like, whoa, that was good.
Yeah.
So
okay.
Highly recommend.
Okay. Okay.
If you like movies, but it's that first couple hours is.
Did you see it in IMAX?
I did see it in IMAX. You don't need to see it in IMAX.
I was. That's a good. Yeah, I wasn't sure because I don't prefer to pay for IMAX if I don't have to.
Well, I went at 10:30 in the morning.
Okay.
I'm glad to see
you. Okay. Uh huh. Well, yeah. So that's not so bad. Yeah.
$20.
Yeah. Quick update on Juliette Lewis. Late as 2015, she was like claiming her Scientology, but then by 2021, according to Wikipedia, she's begun to distance herself and perhaps does not identify as a Scientologist, but I don't think that necessarily means she has left Scientology.
Yeah, I don't think any of the celebrities are espousing its greatness anymore.
Right. Not after that going clear.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And Leah Remini.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. Good for her.
Well, that's theater. That's movies.
We should take a break.
Okay.
All right. We'll be back. All right. We are back.
We're back.
Television.
What are you watching?
Television. Well, again, it's a very sports heavy summer, so I've been watching a lot of World Cup. And last week was the last part of the World Cup where there were like watchable evening games because it's taking place in Australia and New Zealand, and so a lot of the games are at like 1 a.m., 3:30 a.m., 5 a.m. But last week there were some 8s and some 9s. And so that ended up being my evening a couple nights. Going forward, they're all going to be like not good times for Americans who sleep during the night. So that was happening. Watched a couple more episodes of Barry. I think I maybe have 3 or 4 to go to be done completely. So the time shift has happened.
Oh, you're in the 4th season.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, you're in
the
4th season.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm nearing being done. I think the last episode I watched, the cut to black scene was Barry saying something like, "We gotta kill Cousineau," because he's like gonna do a tell-all or something. So that's that. I feel very sad. I just feel very, not, I mean, just about their lives. Like, just is incredibly
depressing.
When did
they move to Kansas or something?
I don't know where
it
doesn't, they moved.
It's unclear. I mean, it honestly looks like the field in California where he would go dump bodies. Yeah. Like, it looks like that. Man, and the fact that they brought a kid into this world, it just is incredibly depressing.
Yeah.
I mean, still, it's a great show.
But I must say, Sarah Goldberg is phenomenal in the last season.
She's amazing the entire series, but
It really hit me in the last
one.
And she didn't get an Emmy nomination for the last one, which is like...
And she got him for all the ones before.
Yeah. Like, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I watched an episode or two of that, and otherwise, maybe just Project Runway. That might have been my TV this week. I just had a busy week.
Project Runway. Who got kicked off this week?
It was Denim Week.
Oh, it was Rami.
He got saved.
Oh, but he got saved.
Yeah.
That's right.
I could have told you that at the beginning of the season.
Yeah.
You know, we all knew that
Christian would save Rami. But I think he deserved it.
Yeah. Like, well, no, yeah. I thought the Asian girl, Anna, whatever, I thought that was terrible.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, I think Rami deserved to be saved. Yeah.
I thought it was at least interesting.
It was might be interesting, but
it
was
had a real idea behind
it. And I think they were right.
Atrociously
made. Just tweaked it, it would have been kind of fabulous.
I mean, that is like, exactly, well done. That's like an off the charts, like couture runway look. Like,
yeah. But if it was well done, which was like, I could have done that.
What she did,
well,
what she put out.
But
yeah,
she also did it in
5 hours.
She even had less.
I don't care
time,
how tight, I mean, you know, it's what
also,
you put on your
runway.
Also, I think
they have to look at the, you know, their past work. She's done some good work this season.
Yeah. Mm. Well, anyway, yeah, it was.
But Rami's was pretty ugly.
Yeah. Oh, Rami's was bad. Yeah. It was
I really
very
thought
dated.
The guy who had done the jumpsuit,
Prajé, the one who was also in the bottom.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I thought he was going home.
Oh, I didn't mind that much.
I didn't either.
I just thought it looked messy.
Yeah, I didn't hate it either. But man, Laurence. I totally get
you know the who's the blonde woman?
I can't remember.
Brittany.
Yeah,
Brittany, you get to pick who you want to play against. Laurence, I'm like, why would you? I'm like, you are an idiot.
I don't know. I could see for a minute what she was thinking, but then just you immediately are like, no. But Brittany's was awesome too. I was glad that she did.
Yeah.
Hers was also really cool.
Because I really thought she had screwed herself when she picked
That's all right, so did she.
Yeah. I'm like, we, you know, I whatever.
Yeah, because they picked their opponent. I don't know if that was clear. They picked their opponent.
So
and it was a head to head battle.
Did she win last season? Last
no,
week?
Karasan won last because Karasan got to pick
first. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. So yeah, the winner from last week got to pick her opponent, and then they drew names from a hat,
right,
and then those people got
picked
to pick
their opponent.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would have thought, I was surprised, I would have thought Rami would have been my immediate choice.
To go against.
Yeah. Even before seeing what he put out,
I just
he
think
would have
that
been my
Rami, you know, what, 17 years ago was great. But I don't think he's improved much in 17
years.
Yeah,
I'm actually starting to question whether or not he should have been saved. But but also, like,
I think he was saved because of their relationship.
Down. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And that is what he does. So, mm-hmm. Yeah.
But,
I thought it was, that winning look was stunning.
Totally stunning,
And Brittany, that first dress she made that was just so basic. I was like, I don't even know fashion. And I'm looking at that and thinking, oh, girls wore that dress when I was in high school.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I love it when Christian says, so you made a dress that you could buy in any mall today. I just think that's,
He's such a good mentor.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He's great. Yeah.
Were there any other notables?
Not really. To me, Laurence and
did well.
I didn't like the toes that much.
Yeah, I didn't.
I liked the toes.
I thought it was nice.
Liked the tie dye too, but I actually was a little bit surprised that I can't remember who. Oh wait, did she go against Rami?
Yes.
Oh right. Okay, so the tie dye aspect saved her because otherwise the silhouette
I like
wasn't.
Bishmay's.
Oh, of course. Yeah, me too.
Which
the faux
that?
Fur.
Oh, fabulous.
Yeah.
Usual. I really like that kid.
Me too. Yeah, I kind of hope he wins, actually.
It will be great.
Yeah, because he of all of them could use it.
Yeah,
I don't
like Laurence.
Oh, I do. She doesn't come across
very smug.
I kind of find that to be just like European dryness. I don't read it as totally smug. Yeah.
That's how she comes across.
Yeah.
Like, I can't believe I agreed to do this. And it's like, yeah, you did. So, you know, smile for the fucking camera, bitch.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Also, that she does everything in leather. I really have an issue when a designer is like, oh, I do everything in leather. I'm like,
has everything,
well,
I mean, obviously, like, when they dictated the fabric, it couldn't have been leather. I'm trying to think if
but,
really
you know,
everything
when
else has
she did the underwear
leather.
Thing, and she just puts down a leather suit.
Yeah, no, that was bad. She she was very lucky that she,
But We finished three shows, almost four shows this week.
Wow.
We finished The Bear.
Okay.
Which was excellent.
That comes when I'm done with Barry. I'm going to The Bear.
It's a tough watch sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially the first season. The first few episodes are like, oh my Christ.
Yeah. I think that was why I was avoiding it.
It's tough. And then in the second season, there's one episode, the Seven Fishes episode is very difficult. And it's the longest one. It's an hour 10.
Yeah.
And then in the last episode, there's a fight between Carmi and Cousin. And they're just, I find it so stressful. And they just get so personal. And and you're like, stop it. And you're like, oh, okay, they're actors.
Right.
But there are other moments of the second season where individuals go off and they become who they were always meant to be, that are just these beautiful little episodes.
Uh-huh. Right. Is there going to be a third season?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, it's probably going to win the Emmy. So,
yeah.
Or he is.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. I find that show, you said about the Catherine Hahn show that you find it so sad.
Yeah.
I find that's how I feel about The Bear. I just feel like there's so much sadness in their history and squabbles that I just feel it's difficult.
Yeah.
You know.
Is it a family?
Yeah.
Okay. So there's going to be a lot of history.
There is a family.
Well, there's also and there's mental illness in this.
Yeah.
Family,
right.
Family.
Yeah.
They're all together because a family member committed suicide.
Right. Yeah. His brother, right? I feel like that was never even meant to be a spoiler.
And so,
who
ran the restaurant. And so now they're left to run the restaurant.
Yeah.
And in season two, you get to see their mother.
Jamie Lee Curtis.
Played by future Emmy winner Jamie Lee Curtis.
Wait, so where will that put her on an EGOT? Just the OE?
Just the OE, I guess.
Yeah, okay. She doesn't do stage.
Broadway.
Yeah.
Never. I don't think she's ever done a stage show.
Yeah.
I'm wondering if she has a Grammy for a book she read
or
anything
One of her children's books. But anyway, she's so good. It's worth it watching for her.
Yeah. Well, and of course, Olivia Colman has.
Yeah, but that's a tiny.
I mean, I know, but I'm still excited.
And she's
for
not
it.
all that good. But then we also finished Tiny Beautiful Things.
Oh, you were watching that as well? Okay.
Which Catherine Hahn, I think, is great. I did not like the show at all.
Is it based on a book?
Yeah. Cheryl Strayed.
I just did not.
The problem is Catherine Hahn loves to play complicated characters, which is okay. But when you play a character who is not only unlikable, but also totally unsympathetic.
Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah.
It's like,
yeah. So there's, do you mean unempathetic also?
Okay.
Like,
unempathetic.
Okay. Uh-huh.
You know.
The things about it I did that I thought were just beautiful were her writings as Sugar.
Okay.
So.
My girl's eyes. I'm like, I enjoy it.
I agree with that. I mean, I just thought there were very few and very far between. And Merritt Weaver is just not in it enough.
Oh, I love her so much.
She's great. But
when
she's
in it, she's good.
She's always good.
Girl,
the one.
Well, apparently, I didn't watch that show on HBO.
She was not. She was good.
Okay.
That show with her and Brendan.
Oh, I saw that.
Except it just ended really badly.
Oh.
It ended with her going, never mind, and going back to her husband.
I
just ruined the whole show for you intentionally. But you're like, what the fuck?
Oh, I bet it doesn't even exist on Max anymore. I have
probably
a feeling it's
not,
one of those that was.
What
happened?
Why did I just waste eight
all
weeks?
All that time. Yeah. Yeah.
You know, if that's what it ends with.
Yeah.
That was an issue. But she's great in that.
Okay.
You know, as usual.
Yeah.
But I just had no, I could not care less about the Catherine Hahn's character. And it's all about her. And I think that she just is kind of shitty. And, you know, she's 50 years old. It's 30 years since her mother's death.
Mm-hmm.
She should have worked this shit out a long time ago. For her to continue to be doing this and to inflicting it on her family is absolutely unforgivable.
Well, she also has, like, drug issues, right?
No, she doesn't.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right.
Yes, she doesn't. Her brother does.
Her brother does.
Okay. Okay.
Drug issues, we go to Patricia Arquette in High Desert.
Oh,
High Desert, which
uh-huh.
we also finished. Yeah. I didn't like the show, but she is just delightful.
Okay.
So delicious. And she plays this person who I don't feel exists in a real world. Like, mainly the way she talks.
Her line readings are just beautiful. Just
and the
so
sorts
funny.
Of things she says, you know, at times, you know, like, oh, that's what you're going to say now? Okay.
Yeah. Watch out for my fibromyalgia. I don't have fibromyalgia, but I could. She's just really, really deeply, deeply, truly funny.
Yeah.
In the show. And it made it go. The show is a mess.
It didn't get picked up, right?
No, it got canceled.
Yeah.
I would say it's worth watching.
Oh, I'll watch it for her.
For her.
Yeah.
Matt Dillon's also always fun.
Yeah.
But this character's like, who are
well,
you?
It just, yeah. It's worth watching for her driving.
Yeah. I mean, she's just so funny. She's so funny in this.
And is it produced by Ben Stiller?
He's one of the producers because Christine Taylor plays it.
Okay. I feel like those two like really know how to work with one another.
Well, I think they got along together back in...
The Escape one or even before that?
No, it was way before that. It was Flirting with Disaster.
Oh, that's a great movie.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
They've known each other since
that.
Then.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a great.
That's that's from the guy that did
David O. Russell.
That's one of his first movies. What's the one I'm thinking of? That's well before Silver Linings Playbook. It's got kind of like a
I Heart Huckabees.
It's I Heart Huckabees. That's what I'm thinking of. Yeah. Okay. Lots of lore about him and
Lily Tomlin.
Yeah. Okay. All right. It's on my list. I probably won't get to it anytime soon, but it's on there.
And we have one episode left of Platonic.
Okay.
Which
I like that a lot.
It's just, they have such chemistry. They are so delightful together. And
And I think Luke McFarlane, who is, he was in Bros and stuff. And he's just such a beautiful man, but he's so cute and funny in the show.
Yes.
It's kind of hard not to.
Is he her husband?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay.
But he's really funny. But those two are just ridiculous together.
Yeah.
So we got to finish that, you know, because Johnny's going away for Cabaret Camp.
That's right. Cabaret Camp's coming up.
Starting Tuesday.
You going to take your laptop so you can watch something when you're going to sleep?
Well, I don't need my laptop for that. I can watch it on my phone. Oh. But I might be taking... Currently debating about whether to take my laptop.
Uh-huh. But you're off of work, right?
Yes.
Yeah. And do they, is it kind of like camp? Or are you in a hotel?
It's like camp. They have a campus with a dorm.
Okay.
So it's like dormitory living.
Okay.
So you have your, we will have our own rooms.
Uh-huh.
But there are shared bathrooms.
Okay.
But they are single person bathrooms.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Yeah.
Because this whole campus is like meant for adults, I guess. Like
they also have youth programs, but
okay.
Yeah, they do have a lot of adult programs.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's the old Eugene O'Neill Estate on the shore in Connecticut.
Oh, it's on the shore.
Yeah. No.
Oh, so you get a
beach.
Nice breeze.
I'm
taking
a swimming suit.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So, I'm excited to go and see what happens. I don't have a big agenda. I'm taking a lot of music, but you know, we were told to be open to whatever. We can have other music brought to us while we're up there.
Well,
the organization, you know, if you say, hey, could you get me a copy
of
this
song,
they'll
get it for you. I see. Okay.
I was like,
because your Schlepper is going to be in Florida.
Well, I'm your Schlepper.
Like, he's going to come to Connecticut with a piece of music.
You can have things brought to you. It's like, I don't know. Do you have to arrange the bringing?
I'm excited. And I'll be working. It's a chance to meet other singers, work with other music directors, work with other directors of, you know, their cabaret master classes thing.
So let me ask this, to the extent that you know, are you going to be, is it, are you just like workshopping songs, or are you all also going to be like workshopping and presenting? I assume it would be kind of abbreviated, but like a whole performance.
There
with,
will
like
be,
your interstitial.
I will be part of three performances. I will open for one of the guest artists.
Okay.
There will be, the fellows will put together a show.
Where you're
so,
all performing together. Uh-huh.
And there's, yeah, I think there's eight of us. So, you know, that's going to be a couple of songs or duets and trios or whatever. And then there's a big, at the very end, there's a big show with everyone. So
you, it's not like you all have an hour. Like you
no,
have
I
much,
will not have a
yeah,
single, no.
Yeah, yeah. Okay,
no.
Okay. And so are, is your plan to work on any of the shows you've already performed or to workshop new stuff?
No, my plan is to do new stuff and do stuff that I don't usually do to see if there's, you know, like other places for me to go, you know. I feel like I do a lot of, you know, very, I do lean on comedy, you know, on, you know, personal stories that I try to make funny. And, you know, maybe I want to do something that's more just musically focused. Maybe looking, you know, maybe more jazz, maybe, you know, just whatever.
Yeah.
You know,
cool.
So.
Yeah.
And see where it goes.
Nice.
I'm taking three jumpsuits. Well, I'm taking more jumpsuits than that. I'm taking five jumpsuits. The three of them are bedazzled.
Excellent.
So, yeah.
Yeah. All right.
And anything else? Oh, we have movie school.
We got movie school.
Let's
take a breather.
Can we do it in 10 minutes?
Let's take a breather.
Okay.
Just because we...
And we are back from movie school.
Movie school.
This week's movie was Pillow Talk from what year?
59, I think.
59.
Yeah.
Starring Doris Day and Rock Hudson. Their first movie together. They became a very successful movie pair.
Well, or trio. Or did they do more outside of the three that they did?
No.
Was it Tony Randall?
They just did. It was a trio. It was Tony Randall did the three movies with them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Well, and you had fond memories of this, right, John? Do you want to give the synopsis?
Yeah, I can give the synopsis. Yeah, I love Doris Day.
Oh, right.
To start with.
Yeah.
You know, I love her movies. This is a movie in which she has a party line with a man, Rock Hudson, who is kind of a Lothario, and he's also a Broadway composer. She is a interior decorator, designer, very good at her job. You know, they're both very good at their jobs, but they share a party line, and he is always on the phone talking to his many girlfriends. Okay. Other characters in the movie are
well, and she needs the phone for work and personal life as well. And
she sometimes works from home. She
has
trouble getting calls, important calls.
Yeah.
Her housekeeper is Thelma Ritter, who I also adore. And she plays a very drunk.
Like, not ever sober. No, yeah.
Yeah. She might be sober at work, but she always shows up
hungover. Right. Good point.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then there's Tony Randall, who is, he is a client of Doris Day's. And he's very wealthy. He owns a company, and she's redecorated his office. He is also a producer of Rock Hudson's shows.
Right.
So he's the connective tissue.
Right.
And so, of course, he is trying to woo Doris Day. Doris Day is not interested in Tony Randall. Because Tony Randall... Even though he's a kind of a nice-looking guy, he has no sex appeal, right?
Zero.
No,
zero
none.
Sex
yeah.
appeal.
Yeah.
And this is, you know, just kind of a classic Doris Day. She's a very, you know, they always say, you know, she played, you know, the Eternal Virgin. She is very, you know, she is a woman who stands on her own feet about her career and her personal life, mm-hmm. which, yeah, in the time, yes, seemed virginal. But, you know, it was really, I would say that she's really controlling her life.
Yeah, yeah.
And so, anyway, so that's how it starts. And anyway, she and Rock Hudson, this is also a common theme, I think, within their movies, is that Rock Hudson finds out who she is and is attracted to her and knows she hates him. So he creates an alternate persona.
Right.
So that he can woo her.
Right.
And of course, you know, ultimately he falls in love with her and is willing to give up all his girlfriends.
And
for
she
her,
finds out she, that.
But she finds out, and of course she is livid and won't have anything to do with it.
Until all he has to do is say the word bride, and all of a sudden, all bets are off.
It wasn't bride. He also,
I think, just the word bride, and she's head over heels.
Before
comes
he
from
said
my
bride,
notes.
He talks about destroying all his phone numbers.
No, yeah, right.
You know,
yeah.
Giving up of all, you know, like he really. It's not just bride. I know. I love
but
way
like,
you focus.
Well, no, like. No, we could even rewatch the scene. Like, literally, he says bride, and her entire being changes.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
But that's reality.
So, you know, things I love about Doris Day movies, she always looks spectacular.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she looked great.
With the gowns by Jean-Louis.
Gowns by Jean-Louis. I always love her apartments. I'm like, because
were
always,
we looking at the 59th Street Bridge?
Yeah.
Yeah, thought so.
Yeah. And it's kind of, you know, modern. I love the use of the elevator because I don't know if you noticed when Thelma Ritter comes to work, it moves so slow.
Oh.
And she always complains about how fast he's going because she's so hungover. Oh, the other thing that happens is, you know, Doris Day hates the party line guy, but Thelma Ritter loves him.
Yeah.
Because she just loves listening in on his romantic calls.
Right, yeah.
She has always made many an afternoon for me.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what are your thoughts about it? Have you ever seen a Doris Day
movie?
I don't think so.
I don't think so. Yeah. Uh-huh. She was great. I mean, and Rock Hudson, right? Rock Hudson. Yeah. I mean, he's very good at acting the cad. In the year 2023, like all I could really focus on was all like, you know, sort of like the entire, like throughout the entire film, the like lack of consent and the like rapiness of it.
It's like poor Doris has to go out for a drink with her attempted rapist.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Like, you know, and you just know that like, you know, young Harvard student will be able to do exactly what he wants with somebody that's not as old, you know, and will completely get away with it.
Oh,
you
yeah.
know, like, yeah.
Well, he has gotten away with it.
Oh, right. Yeah, I think and then, you know, and then the whole...
That whole thing, which, you know, back in the time, they thought that was amusing.
Right. No, I get it. Yeah,
real,
but it's just like not
that's
anymore.
That's a real change.
Yeah,
That was just, that's how guys are.
Yeah, you know? Right. Well, and then also the Rock Hudson's character knows that she despises him. And so... creates this other persona and so is lying to her like very actively, you know, and
I believe we call it catfishing.
I guess it could be.
Yeah.
But then, you know, and so it's just like this total lack of consent on her part because if she did know who he was, she wouldn't be into him, you know, like, and then, you know, of course there was like your classic, like little bit of fat shaminess here, like a little bit of homophobia there, you know, just
fat
like,
shaming.
Yeah. Like when they were in the club, the moose. Yeah.
Yeah. True.
And true. Let's see, what else did I?
Actually, let's talk about the homophobia.
I was fascinated by that
because, there's a lot of that in those movies, but they never said there was anything wrong with it. They just said, I shouldn't date a homosexual. Huh. It was really like he just described these guys as being sweet into their mothers and collecting recipes. And it just made her think, oh, you're right. You know, that
means, yeah, I guess
she
right.
didn't
so,
say she. They never said that that
was never
disgusting.
Equated. No, you're right. You're right.
Or
yeah.
illegal
yeah.
or anything. They're
Good
just
point.
Like, oh, you're right. He's not. That would make him undateable for
right.
me, a woman.
Yeah, no, that's a good, that's a totally
you
fair
know,
point.
I don't feel that there was, they were shaming those
people. Yeah, yeah. And well, and then also just like the entire, like outside of the movie, all the implications that has to.
I also love the way he set up, he would put those things for her to look out for, and then he would do them.
Yeah, again, like that's like
yeah.
terrible.
Yeah, but it was, I mean, but it's, fun, but he would spin them and, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I enjoyed that. You know,
yeah.
there's, I mean, there's.
I wonder if I could get the recipe for this dip. Yeah. I love the piano bar with a dip.
Yeah, yeah. The piano bar. Although, I mean, come on. The monster on the afternoons, it's a piano bar and they bring out dip and crackers
Do
almost
they?
Exactly like that.
Do they?
To this day.
Bring out dip?
Yes.
I've never had dip at the Monster.
You are just not remembering it then, because on the weekends, yes.
Huh.
Huh.
With Ritz crackers and crab dip.
That's so gross.
Yeah.
That is kind of gross.
Well,
and then,
tasty
and,
too.
And then just like the penultimate, or not even the well, no, it was the penultimate scene, where he comes and he like, grabs her out of her bed, kidnaps her,
that
carries
part is
to the apartment.
Well, and no one.
And the whole time she's clearly displeased, does not want to be doing this. Nobody's trying to stop it.
Not the whole time. There was a
only
moment.
Only when the camera was on.
No, there was a moment on the elevator where I think a neighbor or someone said, do you need help? And she goes, oh, no. But, you know, she actually did,
oh,
you know,
okay,
like.
I don't remember that, but
yeah.
Okay. And then of course, and then, you know, and then the elevator guy, after having witnessed her kidnapping and her being, like, carried, like, a sack of whatever, you know, that inspires him to, like,
well,
confess
to
his
be
love.
Bold with his feelings
oh
towards Thelma Ritter. Yeah.
Okay, and then they go to the apartment that she's, like, decorated. Which
yeah, well, that's it. She finds out who he really is.
Yeah.
And to get
oh
back
God,
with
his,
her,
like,
he hires
switches.
Her to
I was
be
like, Matt Lauer.
A decorator.
Yeah.
And, you know, he thinks she's turning his home into a place that, you know, she would like to live in.
Uh-huh.
And she just went way far, which it was already okay. Before we get to what it became, we need to talk about what it was.
Yeah, it was Matt Lauer's Today Show office.
Yeah,
yeah.
And there were these switches. You turned one switch, and the door locked,
which
and the
you,
light went off.
And not only did the door lock, but I think they showed us after that, like
you could
had,
not lock
you,
it
yeah,
unless
exactly,
you flipped the switch.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. So it wasn't just like, I just don't want like the ice delivery man not to come in. It was no,
you cannot go out.
Yeah.
And then another switch and a record started playing. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Oh, and
the couch unfolds.
And the couch unfolded automatically.
Yeah. Which is like,
bed.
Why don't you just walk up the stairs? Like to
well,
like,
there were circular
presumably
stairs.
Like a comfortable bed. But
yeah.
Because
yeah.
then the woman has some time to think.
Okay. Good point.
But with all that, let's talk about all the women who called him. You know,
the
you
telephone.
Have, you have
inspector.
Doris Day, who hates him for his behavior.
Right.
But there are a lot of women who love him for his behavior.
But I don't think they know that they don't know about all the other side girls. They think they're the only one.
They don't know that song is being sung to
yeah,
everyone.
That's
true.
They think they're
yeah,
the only
one. Yeah, he
has
one song
yeah.
that he always plays
yeah.
that he's
so,
written
sorry,
written
John,
for
but
them.
That doesn't work.
That is true. That is true.
I mean, I would have blown him in a second.
Yeah.
But, you know, I
yeah,
have
I
no idea.
Yeah. I totally would have just pushed one of those girls aside
yeah.
and said, honey, let me show you how.
Yeah.
But And, you know, it's a sex comedy.
So you liked it, right?
Yeah, no, I did not. I mean, I'm not disappointed that I watched it, you know, because it is it's very much a time capsule.
I gotta tell you, it ended, like, I'm like, oh, I am dying to hear what Megan has to say.
But no, from the top to the bottom, I thought it was terrible.
Well, you just haven't dated. That's exactly what it is.
It was incredibly creepy. Like and really, like, genuinely. I mean, I get what you're saying. Like, he's like laying, but like, he said the word bride, and it was like, all bets were off. And all of a sudden,
yeah. But you know,
like,
what? You go on the date, and somebody says to you, "Bride," I bet you act the exact same way.
My God,
I am sure.
Not
all you want,
all
you want, Megan,
not
is to wear a flowy white dress and put baby's breath in your hair. Yeah. That's all you
all
really
you want.
Well, I the only thing I can think to say is, you don't know me at all. You don't know me.
So this is an old sex comedy,
yeah.
Romance.
Like I said, as a time capsule, I am like glad I watched it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is there a modern romantic comedy that you love?
I love My Best Friend's Wedding, which interestingly is the one where she doesn't end up with him. that's probably my favorite rom-com.
Uh-huh.
If you could even really call it a rom-com, I guess.
Of course it's
but
a rom-com.
Yeah,
yeah.
Let's see, what else? I mean, I liked You've Got Mail.
I'm thinking the next movie.
Oh.
You've Got Mail, which is another one where he pretends to be someone
he's
not.
You're totally right. If I rewatched it, I might not.
Yeah.
You're totally right.
Political correctness is killing old movies.
Yeah, I'm not sure it's political correctness that's the term we want to use. But yes, there are many things that can and should no longer be celebrated.
But I'm sorry, Rock Hudson and Doris Day should always be celebrated.
Yeah, well, and there were these... this is something I thought about. You know, in the 50s, they're known as this place where, you know, it was a very homogenous society and there were defined roles.
Mm-hmm.
But really, Doris Day did not fit that
role
at all.
100%.
That's subversive.
I totally agree with that.
Also,
until she
we have this very slight side note where Rock Hudson accidentally goes into the gynecologist's office.
Yeah, yeah.
And they seem to think he's pregnant.
Yes, and I actually wrote that in my notes. I was like, that to me was like the best part of the film was like the doctor being like, the excitement of the doctor of like forwarding science because of like the possibility of a pregnant man. Like I thought that was really funny and I appreciated that. Yeah. And it was, you know, a running gag, which was funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, they did throw in these.
Yeah. No,
little
totally.
Twists.
Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
I mean, you know, the funny scene with him trying to get into the car.
That was funny, yeah. And there were some lines that were funny. Oh, one thing that I also, it's possible that I sort of tuned out, but I tried to go back and remember. I even rewatched the end of it this morning. But at what point did Tony Randall's character switch to being like cool with the fact that he was that his friend was going to be the one that got her?
I think it was when he
realized... And was going to, like, help with it.
Tony Randall was still not going to get her.
Mm-hmm.
Even after he exposed him.
Right.
And Tony Randall, he was his friend.
Yeah,
and
it just felt like it wasn't explained.
He confessed that he loved Doris Day.
Oh, Rock Hudson's
character
did? Rock
Hudson's
character, oh, okay.
And Tony
and
Randall
that's when he
recognized
was like,
that
see.
This
okay.
was not just another
okay. conquest.
Girl
yeah,
yes.
Okay. Okay, I couldn't pinpoint
yeah.
that, and I got a little confused about that, but okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So, okay, fine.
Okay, so now the next one.
We should watch the trio.
Well, I was thinking not the trio, but sticking with the same sort of theme, just to see what Megan says about this.
Uh-huh.
But do you want to, or do you want to do something totally different?
No, I'm up for whatever.
I suggest 1963's Palm Beach Weekend, starring Troy Donahue, Connie Stevens, Ty Harden, Stephanie Powers, and Robert Conrad.
Oh, I've seen this movie recently.
Yeah, with you and I.
Yeah.
Several Los Angeles college students flocked to Palm Springs, California for a long, fun-filled spring break weekend. Jim finds romance with Bunny, the daughter of a harried, stressed-out Palm Springs police chief. Jim's bumbling roommate, Biff, tries to get tomboyish Amanda's attention with the so-called love gadget. Gail Lewis, a high school senior posing as a wealthy college girl, is pursued by wealthy, spoiled college preppy Eric Dean, but has eyes for Texas cowboy Stretch. Jim and Biff's basketball coach, Campbell, tries to romance Naomi, the owner of the motel where they're all staying, but faces interference from Naomi's troublemaking brat son, Boom Boom.
It's a fun movie. It's not of the caliber of
Pillow Talk. Just in terms of like the set acting.
It might even be a B movie.
This was like after Gidget came out, you know, Where the Boys Are. All of these quote unquote teen movies, you know, they're played by 40-year-old people, but, you know, so they're teen sex comedies that were very popular in the late 50s, early 60s.
Yeah.
Okay.
Beach Blanket Bingo.
Beach Blanket.
But tell me what it's called again, because that didn't pull anything
Palm
up.
Palm Springs Weekend.
Okay. I think I did Palm Beach. Palm Springs Weekend. Okay. There we go. Troy Donahue.
Yeah.
Also, it's got Troy Donahue.
It got Robert Conrad. He was...
Oh, yes.
He's the bad guy, but Jesus.
He was beautiful. Okay. Cool.
So you will hate this movie
so very much.
It's
not 2 hours. So
that's why I suggested it.
Okay. Oh, back to Pillow Talk. You know, also the very sexy bathtub scene.
Yeah, which they nodded to in an X-Files episode, which that was in the trivia. Yeah. But then I like remembered it. I was like, oh yeah, that was definitely.
I also want to mention, what was the movie with Renee Zellweger and...
Down for Love?
Down with Love. Did you ever see that?
Yeah, it's been a long time. Because
it's a spoof of these
Doris Day Robinson
movies.
Yeah. Was Sean Hayes in that? No.
He probably could have been the Tony Randall character.
Okay.
Yeah, so anyway.
Who played the Rock Hudson character?
It was
Ewan McGregor.
Oh, that's
Ewan
right.
Ewan McGregor.
That's right. Okay.
It's from Scotland.
Actually, maybe I'm wrong. I'm thinking it was the guy who played Fraser's brother.
Oh, no, I think you're right. I think it is David Hyde Pierce.
That's another good.
Yeah. I think you're right.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you know, I could talk about Doris Day movies all day long.
Ad nauseum.
But anyway, we'll see you all the next time, which will be in a few weeks.
Okay.
Because
we got places to be.
Yeah. Have a great August, everybody, and we'll hear you next time.
Bye.